You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The University of Texas system is looking to add a new campus in New Mexico. Earlier this week, the Board of Regents narrowly approved a bill to run the Los Alamos National Laboratory. They joined 40 other entities hoping to manage that lab, known for developing nuclear weapons during World War II. Joining us now is Lindsay Ellis. She is higher ed reporter at the Houston Chronicle. Lindsay, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So what's the backstory here? Why is Los Alamos taking bids for new management in the first place? Hasn't the UC system run that for some time?
Yes, absolutely. So the University of California has been running the facility in some capacity since World War II. Over the last two decades or so, there have been reports of safety concerns, security concerns under UC's management. And in 2015, the Department of Energy said that it was going to put the contract up for bid again. It was going to go through the RFP process and see what other entities could manage the facility.
Okay. I have to stop you right there because you mentioned the Department of Energy. And I think we all recall who runs the Department of Energy these days. In the past, there has been a sort of a bidding contest to run the Los Alamos labs, and I believe UT has actually taken a run at it before.
Right.
Any chance that the fact that Rick Perry now runs the Department of Energy might mean a stronger prospect for the University of Texas here?
Well, so I spoke with several people who have been following Los Alamos for long periods of time over at Rice University. One expert there said that, you know, he was very confident that Rick Perry, as the head of the Department of Energy, would conduct a fair process and not give overdue weight to Texas or its institutions that are up for it. Another observer who I spoke with, who runs the Los Alamos Study Group, it's a separate entity that is actually fairly critical of the facility, said that Rick Perry's ties to Texas, I mean, certainly can't hurt. Both UT and A&M are up for the contract or have expressed interest in managing Los Alamos. A&M, for its part, which graduated Rick Perry, has said that it has not been in contact with the secretary over its potential proposal.
So Texas A&M, have they formally entered this bidding process? Do we have two Texas universities, Research One universities, that might want to take over at Los Alamos?
So they haven't formally decided to submit a proposal. A&M's regents, I think it was back in October, they voted to explore a possible bid. So the regents have authorized administrators to look into whether or not they're going to pursue it, but they haven't committed to actually submitting something at this point.
Let's step back for just a moment. Why would UT or Texas A&M or anyone, for that matter, really want to take over this facility? What's there to be gained from it?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, they say that it's a great chance to serve the country and to step into a higher profile national role. I think that reputational benefit is pretty clear and is something that the UT regents were considering when they voted on Monday. It's also, could be a pretty lucrative contract. I mean, Los Alamos operates with a $2.5 billion budget this year and, you know, employs more than 11,000 people. It's a really big entity that if a Texas institution were to manage it well, that could be pretty beneficial to it. I mean, so on these campuses also are just incredible research capabilities. I mean, not only are there the nuclear weapons, which I think it's most well known for, the research capacity stretches from cybersecurity to technology, and to be able to participate in some of that and to have their institutions, academics, potentially join in on some of that high-profile national research is really attractive, too.
Lindsay Ellis is a higher ed reporter covering this developing story at the Houston Chronicle. Lindsay, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.